We light a candle in honor of the people who raised us, who gave us life, especially our mothers, who carried us in their wombs. Beverly Lynette Perry Leith and Belinda Diane Staton Womack. They are gone, but ever with us in spirit. Their greatest lesson: never allow what you do not have keep you from using what you do have. Equally cosmic and brilliant as their male counterparts, Sandra Pearl Sharp quips, there are hundreds of millions of indigenous women on planet Earth. Where did she come from? All parts of the globe, you see. Take a walk with me through history. Keep playing your music, cool daddy, see. Names by which the indigenous woman is known: Lucy, Eve, mitochondrial mother of all humanity. In 2500 BC, Mohena Daro as Harappan. 30 to 40,000 years ago, Grimaldi, the Venus of Willendorf. 5,000 years ago, Dravidian, then, eventually, Anu, Ani, Colchian, Negrito, Black Dwarf, south of the Yangtze River, bestowing her presence from Guinea to Curacao. The beauty bank. Think plants and natural creativity. Beads, stones, wood, authentic hairstyles. Body bedecked in color with pizzazz. Accessories, sandals, attire for her daily activities, and to protect her head from the sun, she even made the first wig. Kemetic Queen in 1300s BC, a style adopted by the Nubian Kandake Amenrenes, then eventually referred to as drum shapes. To cultivate the beauty of her spirit, she developed the use of oils and perfumes. To stimulate her bountiful mind, she studied the mysteries, taught philosophy, ran and counseled governments, kept libraries, and served as priestesses. Makeda, Willetta Mikhail, Zuaditu, Empress Menen Asfar, Yah Asantewa. Whether she was known as a witch, a wife, or a warrior, She has wielded power through strategic marriages, matriarchal systems, the military, and magic. Zara of Sudan, Nahanda of Zimbabwe, Women's Army of Dahomey, Wallawa of Tasmania, Harriet Tubman of the United States of America, Mama Panza of Suriname, Zephyrina of Brazil, Movers and Shakers taking care of business, Biddy Mason, Maggie Lena Walker, Madam C.J. Walker, now Oprah Winfrey. You see, true divas do not die because their influence ever multiplies. Inventor Mary Jane Reynolds continues to uplift. Says Dr. Mona Lake Jones, a room full of sisters is like jewels in a crown. Vanilla, cinnamon, and dark chocolate brown. I add that shining among the rest is Vice President Kamala D. Harris. Now imagine yourself standing in their glory as you, irrespective of your pronoun, become and live the legacy of their story.